Everyone loves the summer. We wait 9 months for it so we can sit on our patios or have a picnic. There is one problem with summer, however, and that is driving in the sun when your air conditioner is not working. Getting into a car that is 40 degrees, sitting on the leather seat and feeling your skin burn and then getting up and feeling like you are being peeled alive is one of the horrors of summer. It's never fun to drive in a hot car with sweat pouring down your face, so here are some simple things that you can do to stay a little cooler. Park in the shade. This is a very simple solution that will help prevent the instant burn when getting into your car. Find a place that is shady and will be shady throughout the day. Sunshades for your car. There are some really fun sunshades for your car. These shades will protect against UV sun damage inside your vehicle while reducing the interior heat. They are easy to fold up and store when you are driving. This will ensure that no matter where you park, the heat will stay out. Bring your own ice pack. Packing ice in a cooler to rub on your neck and body will help keep you cool. Behind the knees and the wrists will give you a very fast shock cool, and of course, do not do this when you are driving. Water bottles filled with something refreshing to drink in the car are a good option too. A spray bottle is not just for your pet. There are two reasons to bring a spray bottle. The first is when you get into the car and it is hot, you can spray the steering wheel and the seats with cool water. When it is hot, it should evaporate fast. Just use a mist so that you do not soak everything. The second is that a spray bottle is great to cool yourself with a gentle mist. Summer is a great time to be out and about, so don't let a hot car stop you from enjoying the season. There are some easy ways to prevent getting into a hot car and ways to keep cool, even when your AC is broken. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. Thank you, Davis Chevrolet, for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.